God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Her daughter had a devil, which also caused physical problems. We know that because the Bible says she was delivered and she was healed. That's why it's included in the healing accounts. Well, the devil does cause problems. Notice it says that her daughter was grievously vexed. Everybody say vexed. See, there are no devils that make people peaceful. You understand? Vexation. Anxiety, fear, frustration, vexed. Now, when you start talking about spirits, it is amazing how messed up people get. They go off on all these tangents. Next thing you know, you got devil chasers. And they see four devils in everybody they know, and devils in cars, and devils in the bushes, and everywhere you look, there's a devil. And we'll say, well, there are spirits around. Yeah, there are. There are also angels around.
Amen.
Oh, the devil's around. Yeah, but the Holy Ghost is here.
Amen.
Well, the devil. Yeah, but God.
Amen.
If God is here and we focus on Him, we give the devil no place.
Amen.
Yeah, there are spirits that try to influence people and try to cause problems. But don't get hung up about spirits and don't get mystical about it. And by all means, don't get afraid. Because fear is what these things feed on.
Yeah.
It's what gives them any place.
Amen.
Let me go over real slow, because it won't take long. The mode of operation that Jesus went into every time in dealing with spirits. He would say, shut up! And come out of them. And they would go away.
Right.
Let me go over that real slow now. You think there's some spirits trying to mess around with you? What do?
Shut up. Go away.
You don't draw stuff on the floor and put candles in the windows and chant for 3 hours and read books about demons and ask questions and try to find out and talk to wrong spirits for 4 hours. That is just opening your doors and inviting them into your house. Anything that's something of a wrong spirit, you bind it up and you shut it down.
Amen.
You have authority to do it in Jesus' name.
Shut
up, come out. Stop, get out of here. And expect it to be that way. Amen?
Amen?
We have authority. Did you hear me now? We have authority over these things. I've had people come to me, Christians, bless their hearts, crying and go, oh, Brother Keith, I think some witches live in my building. Oh, dear God, I hear all this awful stuff all night, and I think they killed a rooster up there last night. And when I see them in the hall, they eyeball me, and I think they put a curse on me, Brother Keith. I've been feeling funny, my throat's hurting, and my kidneys, I don't know what's wrong. That's a good way to die. Somebody said, well, people put curses on folk, and they die. Yeah, I know, people who are afraid of them.
Amen.
That's the only way it can have any effect on a child of God, is that you have more faith in the devil to hurt you than in God to protect you.
Amen.
That's the only way these things could get in.
That's right.
Amen.
Somebody told that to Brother Hagin one time years ago. They came and said, oh, Brother Hagin, you said something about that woman. Don't you know? She says she's a prophetess. And she'll put a curse on you.
Oh.
What kind of prophetess is that?
Right.
She put a curse on these other guys, and they died. You better quit saying that. You might want to apologize to her. He said, I double dog dare her to curse me. Apparently he wasn't afraid of it. Bible says a curse causeless shall not come. It'll return to the place it came from. Somebody try to curse you. If you won't fear it, you say, hey, you better make it your size. Because it's going to boomerang right back on your head. How can you curse whom God has blessed? The greater one is in us. We have no fear of the devil. No fear of witches. They should be afraid of us. Did you hear me? Oh, Brother Keith. Ooh, don't you know there's witches around here? Well, there's demons around here. But if you walk with God and keep your focus on God, it'll be like they're behind a plate glass. Amen. They want to say something. They want to do something, but they can't get in. Amen. It's like they're not even there. But back to this. This woman's daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Now here's a question. How come her to have a devil? People say, oh, Brother Keith, could you check my daughter? I think she's got a spirit. Well, if she does, how'd she get one? Do people think, well, I don't know. They just, they just walking down the street one day and, oops, stepped in a devil. I got a devil. Just riding down the road and the devil jumped on me. No, I'm sorry. It don't work that way. How did her daughter get a spirit? Here's my question. What's been going on in that house? What kind of lifestyle is going on there? And to go to understand the history, these Syrophoenicians did everything. So then no wonder that her daughter's got a spirit. How many understand that your house is supposed to be sanctified to God? And you ought not just let anything play in there, show in there, amen, not just any kind of book on your coffee table, right? I mean, why? Because you don't want to subject your kids and your visitors to wrong stuff. You keep it holy. You keep it pure and clean. Amen? You live like that, you're never going to have a devil. Your kids are not going to have devils. People going to wrong places, watching wrong stuff, fellowshipping with wrong stuff, open up their minds to it, open up their hearts to it.
That's right.
That's how people get messed up.
Amen.
But even if they do, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You can be set free just like that.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, how many verses later before this daughter's free? Not many. Is that right?
Right.
She's just as free as can be.
Amen.
She wasn't even a Jewish proselyte. Anyway, verse 23, he answered her not a word, and the disciples came and besought him. They said, send her away, for she's crying after us. Now that'd be just like me. You come to talk to me, and I didn't even look at you and answer you. I didn't even turn around and say hi. I just walked off like you wasn't even there. What would a lot of people have done? They said, I don't have to take that. Nobody treats me that way. And maybe give me a piece of their mind. I thought you was a preacher. What kind of place is this? And told me just exactly what she thought. And she could have told him exactly what she thought and left without. Why is she in here? She didn't leave. She didn't leave. What'd she do? She humbled. Have we seen this before in these healings? Humility. What a big key humility is. Humbled herself. And asked his staff, well, maybe one of them will talk to me. Peter, Mr. Peter, my baby's in a bad way. Could you help us? Thomas, my baby's in a bad way. Matthew, please, y'all help me. Please, y'all help me. And what'd they say? Now, you gonna get mad at Jesus and his bunch? I don't think so. They said, would you send her away? She's bothering us. She keeps on hollering. And Karen, would you please send her away? Now, that would have eliminated a lot of other people, wouldn't it? If they'd have made it past the first one, they said, send her away? Well, excuse me. Oh, I'm bothering you. Well, I'm so sorry. I thought this was a church where somebody could come and get help. But I see, I was, excuse me. and got mad and told him off and left without. Everybody say without. Without. Friends, are you getting this now? Oh, what a big key this is. Humility. Why? Because humility will make adjustments. You might want to write this down. I know it's a few minutes past, but can you bear with me? I mean, what's more important? The Word's important. Understanding the Word, faith, how to minister. And you don't know, you might be feeling just wonderful right now, but you don't know. It may be tomorrow or next week that a good friend of yours needs healing. You need to understand how to minister to them. Pride makes excuses. Humility makes adjustments.
Amen.
Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you again. Pride makes excuses. You try to correct somebody and they're just full of pride, they won't receive it. They'll go, well, yeah, but you don't understand. So-and-so didn't help me and I tried to do this and they wouldn't work with me and I didn't know and I had to do this and I couldn't do this. When's the last time you were late? And somebody said, well, we've been waiting on you. And you said, I repent. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for me being late. I repent. Would you forgive me? People don't say that, do they? What do they say? Yeah, well, I had, you know, this came up and I had it. Excuses, which shows pride. You watch people all the time. They have a perfectly good, they mess up a perfectly good apology with an excuse. They're like, I'm sorry. Rick, I wish I hadn't have done that. I'm sorry. You know, would you forgive me? But you know, it was cause I had to do this and I couldn't do. Well, you see what I'm saying? Mess up a good apology with an excuse. Humility will say, I missed it. I'm sorry. Period. Period right there. I shouldn't have done it. I should have been there. I should have been ready. I shouldn't have done what I did or failed to do what I should have done. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Period. Bite your lip. Why'd you do that? Missed it. Why didn't you do this? I was being carnal and doing some dumb stuff I shouldn't have been doing.
Amen.
Wasn't ready. I'm sorry. Takes humility, doesn't it?
Yes.
Takes humility to do that. But friend, here's the thing. The humble get grace. Whoo, man, whatever you need is in the grace of God. What if you don't know how to handle this situation? The grace of God will enlighten you and equip you and enable you. But you want to make excuses? You won't get it. He resists the proud.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Syrophoenician Woman's Daughter, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R815. That's R815. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
God who gives me the victory.